News Talk 1620 WTAW News Time is 5:47. We're joined this evening by Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris. And Sandy, there's some really great stuff going on in the school district. Let's start with what's going on this evening.
Okay. People have about an hour left to get over to Bowen Elementary. There is an art show and auction taking place. And I went by today to see the pieces that were up for auction, and they are amazing. There are four huge prints, and these were collaborative efforts between the students. So every student at Bowen had a hand in creating these. If you want to see pictures of them, go to the Bryan ISD Facebook page. And Benjamin Knox Gallery framed them for us. And so by 7 o'clock, they belong to somebody, and the proceeds are going to benefit Relay for Life. So if you have a few minutes and want to see something really neat, go by Bowen.
Okay, great. And then another big thing that's happening, the second group of Hall of Honor inductees were announced today. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, last year, people may remember that we had the first ever Hall of Honor. This is an event that's sponsored by Bryan Education Foundation, the Bryan Independent School District, and the City of Bryan. And we recognized 8 people last year and inducted them. And so we just announced our newest class of inductees. We have 8 people. So I wanted to read those names. Travis B. Bryan III, he graduated from Stephen F. Austin High School in 1965. And just let me say a word, if people aren't familiar with the fact that SFA was our high school in Bryan prior to 1971. So when you hear that, it's still a Bryan High School.
Okay.
And Mr. Bryan is a judge in this 272nd District Court. Daniel Hernandez, he is the graduate from SFA 1969, and he has a law firm in town. Ronald W. Jackson, SFA 1965, and he is retired from the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. James K.B. Nelson, SFA grad 1945, and he's retired from the oil and gas industry. Then we have Sharon Reese, SFA High School 1971. She's a local community volunteer and also assists her husband in his dental practice. Frank Seal, SFA 1956. He's a retired educator. Jerry Strauser, Bryan High School, 79. He is the dean of the Mays Business School at Texas A&M. And then finally, a person that many people would recognize, Crystal Gowney Zornman, Bryan High School, 1997. And she is a noon anchor at KBTX.
Okay, great. So lots of local people being recognized for their achievements and success here in the community.
That's right. And we have an event in the fall on August 18th, and it's going to be at Traditions this year. And it's a gala event. We sell tickets. It's a really nice event to recognize these people. And if you want ticket information, you can call 209-1057, and all this information is on our website, too.
Okay, great. And then next week, the students all have a big week of testing. It's the first round of STAR testing.
We've talked about it. It's finally here, the first big round of STAR testing. This is the new standardized testing system for the state of Texas for public school students. And we've got a number of grades that will be involved next week. The ninth graders will be taking the end-of-course exam in English. They'll be doing writing and reading. Fourth, fifth, seventh, and eighth graders will also be doing some writing, math, and reading tests. And few things are different about STAR that we had with tax. First of all, there's a time limit. With tax, you could take as much time as you needed to finish. With STAR, you have 4 hours to complete the test. Another huge change is that this is the first year for ninth graders to take the end of course exam. So not only do they need to pass that course, they have to pass this exam to graduate from high school. And by the time they finish high school, they will have taken 12 end of course exams under STAR. So one thing that we always want to ask parents to do is during the testing week to please schedule things like dentist appointments, doctor's appointments, schedule those outside of the school day if possible so that we don't have an interruption in testing.
Okay. Well, thanks again to Sandy Ferris of Bryan ISD for joining us this evening. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.